Welcome to what I believe is going to be the first in a series of three talks about signs, rules, communal arrangements. This one's the most positive. This is the thesis statement. And then we've got to have an antithesis because, quite frankly, some rules don't deserve to be rules. And we're not there yet. Today, this is going to be the positive, funny one. And then we'll have sort of the dark, angry one. And then hopefully we'll have a synthesis where we talk about how to deal with these together. So this is step one. What if I could add one small chuckle into every single week of the rest of your life? Would that be worth just a few minutes of your time? It's a very simple game, and it works like this. Anytime you see a sign, literally any sign, you can look at it and you can know for sure and certain that somebody already did that thing. If the sign says don't do it, somebody did it. And if the sign says do this, somebody won't. It's guaranteed. Because think about what a sign is. It's a physical placement. It had to be imagined. It had to be designed. It had to be created. It had to be planted. It had to be maintained at cost every step of the way. Which means it isn't just for fun. Somebody did something. So we looked out on the internet and we found some fun examples for you that Fritz will bring up to share. These are real world signs. They're not made up. They're real world signs. On the side of the Chipotle Mexican grill truck, no drivers do not carry burritos. How many times did the drivers have to get harassed before the company, this multinational company, agreed, okay, we got to make a sign? I think this one needs a whole lot of comments. Go ahead. No. Oh, gross. That's actually an advertisement. Let's get that one. Yeah, this one. Somebody did. You know somebody did. That's German. Please, just don't. Kissing goodbye. No kisses above 3 minutes. This is at the airport. We got to make room for the next person. I know you're happy. I know you're sad, but let's keep it to 3 minutes. I'd settle for a 3-minute kiss. That ain't bad. Drug facts. For external use only. This is an antibacterial. Imagine what that would do to the inside of you. And this triclosan. That stuff's kind of nasty, actually. But yeah, don't put that on the inside of your body. Which means what? Somebody did. Somebody felt sick and it said, I've got an idea. I'm going to drink. Is it herbicide or is it a pesticide? I think it's a pesticide. Someone looked at that and said, I feel sick. There's bugs inside of me. I'm going to kill the bugs and drink pesticide. So they had to put a warning sign on it. Caution, slippery when wet. This one's pretty obvious. And this is my favorite one of all. It's hard to read, but this is a literal sign on a Rowenta steam impress. And for those of you who are far away, it says never iron clothes while they are being worn. Which means somebody did. And then, of course, the one that came on the front of our label, please do not wash your feet in the toilet. Just I don't know why so many of them are about poop. I don't know. That's just what it is. Okay. And then back to the beginning. Okay. So now that you've got an eye for them, keep an eye out for them because they are everywhere. The purpose of a rule is never to stop a thing from happening. The whole reason there is a rule is because the thing already happened. Nobody ever made a rule that says don't jump on the moon because nobody's jumping on the moon. However, they do have a rule that says don't jump on the bed because somebody jumped on the bed. It was me. Signs show us what people are actually like. Not the face we show other people, not the lies we tell to ourselves, what people are actually like. Sometimes we make mistakes so dumb that the entire planet laughs at us for a day before they forget about us and move on. Sometimes we go places we shouldn't go and do things we shouldn't do, even though we know we shouldn't be there and do that thing. And every single day on every single road, there is at least one person who just wants to get there faster. Because I gotta get there faster. And they need a reminder that everyone else on the road matters too. So remember this, if someday you get pulled over because you actually were speeding, that cop is doing you a favor. Say thank you. We as a country had to legislate disabled parking. What does that mean? It means if we didn't mark a space with a giant yellow wheelchair and put up a great big reflective sign that says, do not, and then send someone around to hand you a $200 ticket when you do it anyway. If we didn't do all of that, we would all take turns being the person who's just in too much of a hurry. And between here and online, let's say we've got 30 people, and even if that only happens once a month, what does that mean? It means every single day, the person who has to park a block and a half away is the one with one and a half legs. So we make a rule, and we make a sign. Collectively, we agree, even though we don't want to say it out loud, that we need help to be our best selves. That's the third layer. Under every good sign, there's an insight into human nature, and underneath that insight is a principle about how we could be better than we are. That we could be better today than we were yesterday, and better tomorrow than we were today. Which leads us to the thing that took me way too long to learn, which is that rules and morality are not the same thing. You guys know my story, how I started out super religious and then sort of fell off the edge eventually. Well, back when I was in my Bible college days, one of the ways that I showed how religious I was I drove 1 mile under the speed limit. Because it's not good enough to just obey the law. You have to protect yourself from possibly accidentally overstepping the law. So it needs to be 1 mile under the speed limit. My own mother said I was taking it too far. Because the Bible says we're to obey the laws of the land. For quote, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. And those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear for the one who is authority? Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Which is really weird English. If you don't want to be afraid of the guy in charge, do what is good, and you will receive their approval, for they are God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For that person does not bear the sword in vain. That's what the Bible says. I took it very seriously. So one day, while I'm driving down the highway at exactly 64 miles an hour, I look up and I see a sign. And the sign says, merge, one lane, construction. I quickly check my blind spot. I'm safe. I check my rearview mirror. There's a great big truck and 50 Harley riders. I said, well, I better get over quick because there's no way they're letting me in. So I move over and immediately set my cruise control for 44 miles an hour. For 20 minutes, my Nissan Sentra led the pack with a giant pickup truck and 50 Harley riders riding my ass. We look like a train going in reverse with the caboose up front. At the end of 20 minutes, the two lanes open back up and this truck comes screaming around me, black smoke billowing out the back. And he's got I thought it was just a truck. It's not just a truck. It's the Harley truck. It's their support truck. It's this giant oversized truck with Harley stickers all down the sides. And a trailer in the back is the spare bikes for when the Harleys break down so they can just keep going. That's the guy who was riding my ass the whole time. comes flying around, and as he comes flying around, his wife flips me off twice out the side of the car, and then they cut me off. That trailer comes about a foot and a half from the front of my car. They cut me off, and they slow down. And then 50 Harley riders come flying past me at 90 miles an hour like a herd of angry bees, just zing, 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 and every third one's flipping me off. And I'm like, whew, made it through that, thank goodness. And we're still going 45 miles an hour. And of course, the rule says we get to drive 64. So I put on my blinker because I follow the rules, and I move over to the side, and what happens? Yeah, you know what happens, exactly. That giant truck goes, no, you don't. And now we're driving 35 in a 65. We're in the passing lane. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll try the other side then. So I put my signal on politely. I move over to the other side, and he almost takes off my front bumper. It was that close. We drove for another 10 minutes at 35 miles an hour. Cars flying past me at 70. So now I ask you, did I break a rule? The sign said merge. The sign said merge, and I merged. The sign said drive no faster than 45 miles an hour. I drove 44. But I ask you, did I make that street, did I make that section of highway safer that day? Did I make the world a better place that day? See, I don't think I did. I think if you go just based on blood pressure alone, I removed a collective 1 year from 52 people's lives. That's what I think. Never mind all the people swerving to get around us at 35 miles an hour. Because rules and morality are not the same thing. Are we actually making the world a better place, or are we just showing off for whoever made the rule? If we accept the truism that says, quote, if the sign says don't, somebody did. You can use that, by the way. Merry Christmas. What does it mean that we have an entire Bible dedicated to the rule, you better believe? Now, it isn't always you better. Sometimes they use the carrot, right? If you believe, things will go well for you. And sometimes they use the stick. If you don't believe, you're going to hell forever. And it's not just one book. The word Bible means biblion. It's a collection of little books written by many different authors over thousands of years. And each one of those little books had the moral of the story is, you better believe. So what does that mean? It means we don't. It means collectively as a species, we don't. We don't want to say it out loud. But if we did, we wouldn't need the rule, would we? We wish we could, some of us. We try to. We think maybe we should. But the truth is, we don't. That's the reality we cover up with 1,000 signs. Now, I told you I would add one laugh to your life. We have an entire multimedia empire dedicated to the spread of that, you better believe. We have Christian TV networks. We have Christian radio stations. We have Christian rock and roll. We have Christian movies. We have Christian dating sites. All of them dedicated to reminding people daily, you better believe. Now, I know I have a dark sense of humor, so I can't be the only one who thinks that funny. That all of these absolutely certain people are making absolutely certain pronouncements. You can go on YouTube right now and see people making literal prophecies. Thus saith the Lord, it shall come to pass that Donald Trump didn't lose. It's literally happening right now. And all of that noise and fury adding up to exactly one cacophonous zero. I think that's funny. But remember the deeper layers here. The rule is, you better believe, which reveals the reality, which is, we don't. Which reveals the principle, which is, we wish we could, or we think we should, or maybe we ought to. It means that we're trying to be our best selves, and we believe it would really help if there was someone out there in charge of it all, making sure we obeyed. We want to be better than we are. It's all the same story. Handicap parking, speed limits, child labor laws, fire codes, building codes, bag limits for hunters, bag limits for fishers, antitrust legislation, free mandatory schooling for little kids, and the greatest gift America ever gave the entire world, the public library, invented by Benjamin Franklin, I kid you not, every time someone gets shushed so that the rest of the world could learn for free. They are all of them, even mask mandates and vaccines, they are all of them about us looking at the guy about to iron off his own nipples and saying, you know what, maybe hold off on that. That's just not. It's not about control. There's no great conspiracy running everything. There are no puppet masters with all the strings making sure everything turns out exactly the way they want it to. Have you seen the people who run this country? They are not that smart. And they cannot keep a secret. This is not about control. It's about us inviting our community, our friends, our family, our neighbors to hold us accountable to be the best version of ourselves, the people we believe we could be, to help us be better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we were today. That's the sign I see every day. And it makes me laugh, and then it makes me cry, and then it makes me hope. I want that for you too. Thank you for your time. I think that's why it's going to take a few looks at this to get some progress on it, because it is fully possible for people of goodwill to disagree. I think what's happening is that you're seeing the same instance, but you're reading a different principle underneath it. Because if someone's wearing a hoodie and the principle underneath it is we all need to be a team and look the same, that's a completely different principle from you're wearing a hoodie and therefore I can't see if you're happy or sad or scared and I need to be able to teach you. Like there are actual helpful reasons rather than just blind obedience. And if you've got people with competing principles, how do you argue that out? I don't think there is an easy answer, but I like understanding that it's the principle under the rule that we have a disagreement, not the rule. It invites us to talk about the larger issue. I think that would have to be part of the synthesis, wouldn't it? Because maybe that's the reason for the synthesis. Because the first one has to be about the reason we have rules is because we want to be our best selves. And then the antithesis has to be, well, what about all the rules? Because when you walked into the killing camp, the sign on the top said, work makes free. That was a sign that was invented by a human to crush people's souls. So how do we deal with the difference between the drivers are not carrying burritos, let them go, and work makes free? Like there's two totally different things going on there, and I think they both need to be addressed. To get back to your question, how do we, or who gets to make the rules? I think this is just me gut-shotting this here, or shooting from the hip. It has to be about who's the stakeholder, about who benefits and who suffers. Because if the person who is no stakeholder is the one making the rules, that's a whole mess of problems. I think that's the whole reason we have democracy, is because it tries to at least get at the concept of stakeholders. We're all living here together. What do we think? And then we're going to take a vote, and we have, at a certain point, you have to choose. You can't do it both ways. You can't spend the money here and there. You got to pick. And that's, I think, why democracy works better than other options, is because it at least gives an opportunity to recognize who the stakeholders are and gives them at least the opportunity to speak, even if they don't always get their way. The philosopher who's helped me the most with that question is Simone de Beauvoir, who said that that morality is about choice. It's about creating more choices for more people, because if I choose to be a dad, my choice relies on the choice of other people, because I need to, someone else needs to agree to be my partner and create those children. And then the children, once they're around, need to agree that I'm worthy of being a dad. So every time I make a choice, my choice depends on the choices of other people. So it's a collective increase of opportunities of choice. And that means the things that we call bad are abrogation of choice. Because what is theft? It was your thing. You don't get to choose what you do with it anymore. It's mine now. So I find her really helpful. But I like the intelligence as a bar or a standard. I like that a lot. Yep, absolutely. One of the ones that didn't make a cut was it was a sign outside a factory. It said, you got the 60 days accident-free. So it says accident-free since, and then underneath in the spot where it would say like X days, it's crossed off and it says since Bob left. Yeah, the talk today was about, we see the rule, which reveals the reality underneath, which reveals the principle that we're trying to use to affect that reality. And that's where I go from laughing to crying to hope. Because if I see the sign that says, stop bugging the dude with the burritos, he's not going to give you a burrito. Like, I see that, and then underneath it, I see the funny, and that makes me laugh. And then underneath that, I see, like, there's people who are hungry, and that makes me cry. And then I see that there's an opportunity there to be better than we were yesterday, and that makes me hope. Because the fact that someone is walking up to, like, a burrito guy saying, hey, can I get a burrito? Like, that's an opportunity we can fix, right? We can say, look, you're just talking to the wrong dude. Like, he's going to drop it off, and then you can get the thing the size of your head, and it's going to cost you $4.35. Like, just hold on a minute. Let me educate you, and things will be better. Like, that's where the hope comes from, is to see every principle, when it's being violated, is an opportunity for growth. Private sign, do not read. I love it. There's another one that I like. There's a big sign that said no seagulls, and it had a seagull sitting on it. I liked that one. And there was one, I don't know why I didn't include this one. It said, don't feed the birds. Okay, and down in the bottom, it said, don't feed the seagulls. And it was like pretty, it had pretty edges. And it was blue and white, and it had a picture of two pretty little hands and cute little birds and like people pet you, like, and it said, and it had the X mark on it, like, don't do this. And it said, don't do this. And then above it, it had the new sign, and the new sign said, feed bird loose finger, because the first sign was not working. They had to iterate to get where they needed to be. I love it. It's so good. All right.